Time now for your letters. First, a correction. Last week, I mistakenly described the late scientist, writer, and baseball enthusiast, Dr. Stephen Jay Gould, as a Red Sox fan. As many wrote to correct me, Dr. Gould lived in Massachusetts, but he grew up in New York and remained loyal to the Yankees. As Tom Dale Kiefer of New York put it, given the immense generosity of his spirit, he no doubt would have sympathized with the fans of his adopted Cambridge last October, but to refer to his beloved Red Sox goes a bit too far. Most of the letters we received this week were about our interview with Skip Haines, musician and producer of the CD called Ask the Animals, Songs to Make Dogs Happy. We asked you to let us know how your dogs reacted when we played the most popular track, Squeaky Deaky, and our inbox has been inundated. Few people wrote to say the music had no charm for them or their dogs. Craig Kinsley of Richmond, Virginia, said the music was insipid to the point of torture, but we received scores of testimonials. Doug Schwert of Sewanee, Tennessee, reported that when Squeaky Deaky started to play, our dog Shorty bolted out of bed. He sat with his tail wagging for the duration of the song. Several people said their dogs became almost uncontrollably delighted. Jim Conrad said the show ruined his golden retriever, Jackson, who now sits in front of the computer begging Mr. Conrad to play the song. Of course, even good news isn't always good for music producers when dogs are the audience. Carmen Davis of Portland, Oregon, wrote about his dog, Annie. Initially, she kept looking toward the radio. Only when the squeaky toy sounded by the end of the song, she was up on her back legs, barking and whining. I have been replaying the piece as I type this. She is running all over the room, whining and barking while she searches for the critter. I don't think I can stand to buy it. Seems that this interview may have won us a few new listeners. This letter from Richard Allen. I'm writing to you on behalf of my border collie, Holly, who has never shown much interest in your program, but upon the first squeak of the toy and Squeaky Deaky, her head cocked in wonder. And, of course, we heard directly from many dogs. Trillian Wexler of Alexandria, Virginia, wrote, I was awakened from a perfectly good nap by my owner to hear your feature. I was not impressed, however. I've asked my owner to stick to what always draws me to the television, reruns of Friends. Scout, a yellow lab in the Sierra Nevada foothills of California, wrote, I never thought I would hear such a fantastic song as Squeaky Deaky, Arf Arf, Two Paws Up. And, of course, all the dogs who listen to us love Dan Shore. However, not many dogs actually become subscribers to their local public radio station. And that's why the stations offer coffee mugs, not rubber bones. We welcome letters from all species on this program, cats, dogs, egrets, and wombats. Our email address, wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to say your name.
Squeaky Deaky, I love my squeaky toy.
And your dog can log in to listen to dog music. Pause up, ready? Just type out npr.org. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from, I hope you're still listening, NPR News.